Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
It is Thursday evening, time for another This and That chit-chat with your girl Tasha and myself. We brought you a basket full of goodies, like every week, remedies, did you knows, and of course, hot topics presented by Tasha. So stick around and hang with us for the next half hour of fun talk.
Are you on board? How are you doing tonight, partner?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, yes.
Yep, it's Thursday evening, time for This and That. I brought some interesting topics, and I know you did too. And you know I always let you go first, so. Get the mic, partner.
All right. Well, yes, you do always bring us the hottest tips, and you know I'm going to bring you guys some celebrity gossip, but I have some discussion questions for us tonight, and some of these questions were brought to you by, like, people on my YouTube channel that have heard about our radio show, and they had questions for us, so I was like, oh, that's cool. So the first thing I want to say before we start anything is last Friday was 9/11, so I definitely wanted to ask you, partner, where you were. All our listeners and viewers, go on our Twitter page, tell us where you were on 9/11. It was last Friday, of course, and I just really wanted to make sure that we acknowledge that day changed history for us. So where were you, partner?
Right. I'm so glad you're doing that. And, you know, we have to, now, we acknowledged it on our page, but I was in Germany still. I still lived in Germany. You know, I didn't settle to the United States till 2004. So 9/11, 2001, I was in Germany, and we were 7 hours ahead. So over there, it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And 3 p.m., and I was just getting off work, and I was working at my second job. I was actually working on a U.S. military base. I was working as an assistant manager in a video store, and it was inside of a Army base. So,
wow.
Right. So I get off work, and, of course, you know, when you leave the checkpoint, you would always have to go through security, you know, in and out. So, and sometimes when you know, it was like bomb threats or drills or whatever, and you would stand in line, which is kind of normal if you're on military base. But, of course, that day, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, wow, this is a long line, and nobody knew what was going on, not even the security people. I guess all they did get was like this command to, you know. So anyway, it took me almost a half hour to get home. And the place was like 10 minutes, what, 5 minutes from my home, actually. So anyway, once I got home, I, you know, went and picked up my, back then, how old was Shantae? I think she was like nine. Yeah, she was like nine. Trying to pick up my nine-year-old daughter over my aunt's house. I walk up into her living room, and she said, oh, my God, look, there's some kind of explosion in America, the towers, you know. Nobody knew what was going on at that point. And so, that's where I was, at my aunt's house. We were sitting there watching everything live. It was live broadcasted, of course, all over the world. So I watched. When I came, it was like the first tower was hit. And so we watched it. And I remember my aunt saying, oh, my gosh, what if this is a terrorist act? I promise that's what she said. And I was like, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, wow. So then while I'm sitting here, you know, like mouth open, eyes big, we've seen the second plane. I mean, everybody's seen it, you know, that second one. So it was numbing, paralyzing, to say the least. It was horrible. And I remember my first thought, of course, when the first tower went down, I was like, oh, my God, all these people in there. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like,
I know.
That's where I was. I was in Germany, and it was a horrible scene, horrible feeling, And yeah, I mean, it changed everything. And Germany was very much supportive. Like, if you would drive by, like, military bases during that time, they had flowers there, teddy bears, like, roses, people was mourning. I mean, everywhere, all over the world, and especially in Europe and in Germany, everywhere. So, where were you at?
You know, it was when you told me that you were in a government building, army building, I was just like, oh, my God, I wanted you to really explain exactly what that was like, because I was in a government building, too. I was working, but it was for the VA hospital, so it's a little different. But being on the army base, I was just like, oh, my God, like, I couldn't even, you know, imagine. And although it wasn't in the States, we still, of course, have American soldiers. I mean, this was a world devastation. Even though it happened here, it was terror because you don't know what's next or what's going on.
Right.
Of course, I woke. Yeah, I awoke. I was at home. I had an evening shift to do at the hospital. So, you know, my ex, he turns on the TV and we're looking, and we already saw the one smoke, you know, the one building smoking and falling down everything. And then, you know, you see the plane circling the other plane, and then it hits the thing. It's just, oh, my God, it was just indescribable. It definitely changed history. But I did want to say one thing. If you, the people, how people reacted to each other after it was over that day, everybody was just like, oh, my God, just God bless and thank you and just appreciate. I don't care. Like, I went to Taco Bell, and everybody was hugging and just, oh, my God, because that's what happens. You know, tragedy is bad, but it always brings people together, you know, and unfortunately, I wish we could be like that all the time. So that's why I really wanted to make sure that we did this segment and made sure that we honor that day and, you know, definitely acknowledge it. And thank you for acknowledging it on our page, partner. You keep that page going all the time, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Same to you. And, you know, that awareness, there was nobody talked about racism that day. I mean, everything was just like, we have to unite. We as American people, we as people have to unite.
Yes.
And it was very touching to see that too. And it's kind of sad that something like that had to happen in order for that to be like, okay,
right.
I love my brother, and everybody was brother and sister, and everybody was like,
yes.
Crazy.
No matter where you were from that day, it was all about love. It was all about respect. It was all about honor. Man. So, we need more of that in the world as a whole, not just one aspect. So, do you want to do some tips? Because I got dirt. So, it's up to you.
You got dirt?
I got some celebrity.
Let's just say happy birthday to Douglas E. Davis, better known as Dougie Fresh. Today's his birthday, born September 17, 1966. And happy birthday to rapper Vincent Brown, known from the rapper Naughty by Nature, 1970 today. Born 1970, so he's my era, my time era. Then happy birthday to the gospel and R&B singer Benjamin B.B. Winans, and he was born September 17, 1962. So happy birthday. Those were the three
birthdays
that I picked for today. Yay.
Nice. B.B., happy birthday. Singing the gospel. And which Naughty by Nature person is it? Which one is he?
It was Vinny. Vinny.
Okay. Vincent.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Happy birthday, Vinny. That's awesome, keeping us up with the celebrity birthdays. So I told you I had tea, and this was so good because this is like the horse's mouth stuff. So when you get like, you hear it from the person, it's like, oh, like the clouds open up, bursting. All right, here it is. Okay, so Laura Govan, partner, you are not going to know who this is. You're going to be like, who is this? But this is, she's from Basketball Wives, okay?
Okay.
She's from Basketball Wives. Her husband, Gilbert Arenas is his name, and they're Spanish guys. They're Spanish background, but she looks like a lighter skinned black woman, but you can definitely see the Latin in her as well. But anybody who follows her on Twitter, Instagram, anything, you know, she is always like on point. I mean, this woman has the best of the best of the best every day. Okay, and we were just like, oh my God, because she has five children. And I mean, her, you know, her husband, I'm not really sure what he does. Just so you guys know, I don't know. I'm sure he was a basketball player of some sort. He definitely is in sports or something, because that's what they go for. Anywho, people have been dogging him out, like, really bad, calling him a deadbeat and all this stuff. And I don't really get into people's beef when they have children too much, because of the fact that I don't go after kids like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'd never attack kids or say anything against kids. But I did notice that she looks to the, you know, to the nine, to the 20s, I'll say, and her kids kind of just look not so up to par where she is, like, you know, some lacking was going on, and I didn't say anything. But finally, the husband said something about it. He says, "Everybody is calling me a deadbeat when these are the facts." So, facts. These are all the things that he provides, even though they're not together, because they're separated right now, guys. So, he pays for schooling for the children, insurance. He puts money into their savings, which is $2,000 a month. He pays all her mortgage. He pays her car note. And on top of all these things, he gives her $20,000 a month for child support.
How much?
She is $20,000 a month.
I had to be like, how much?
Right. And out of this money, she is only responsible for her utilities, gas in her cars, because she has a couple, and food in the house. And he does everything else. And then he went on to say that his children look homeless, and he wants to know why, and she's asking for alimony now. And he wants to know why.
So, didn't seem like, yeah, you know, she, well, anyway. Okay. So $20,000. Let me get that back in my head.
Right.
$20,000 in child support. $2,000 for just savings for the children, like $2,000 each.
Oh, yes, a month with five children.
Okay. So that's $10,000 just in savings, plus the $20,000. So we have $30,000 already. And does he pay? No, you say she pays the mortgage, or does he? No, he pays the mortgage, right?
No, he pays the mortgage. Yes, he pays the mortgage on their house.
And how?
Yes.
And how much is that? Probably.
And they
whole
didn't
bunch.
Say exactly how much the mortgage was, but he just said that he pays the mortgage for that house. Huh. And recently, a judge basically, I'll say, agreed with him, because the judge basically told him that because he's living in an apartment now, he does all this stuff, and he has to pay for an apartment. So he asked the judge if he can move into the house with the children, and then maybe she can move out. And he's like, he'll never put his kids out, but he wants her to move out, and the judge agreed with him. And, yeah, he got, I believe he has partial custody, and he's allowed to move back in his home, and she was served with a 60-day notice for her to move. And he said that he would never kick his kids out. He said, but she has to go, because he basically said his kids don't look like what he's paying and what he's putting in. And
well, I mean, is it really true, or is he just instigating? I mean, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard.
I know.
To be objective.
This, you know. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll put it like this: he doesn't speak very much on Twitter at all. She is daily, all the time, bashing him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys can follow her and see it, and she really puts a lot of their business out there. So when he released this statement, people were basically kind of siding with him on the fact that he just doesn't talk very much. But what was said about him is when he has something to say, it's facts. It's usually facts. So
she may have brought that onto herself, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. Laura, she used to, when she first started the show, she was a heavier person, and she had a lot of insecurities. Her and her sister Gloria were on there together, and just a lot of issues and stuff, and then just life happened, and she lost all this weight, and him and her have been together, I think, 11 years or so. They're common law now, so I don't know how many years they've been together, but yeah, they were married, but 4 to 5 kids that they have together, and
I'm not
know
sure if I agree on the fact of of her being, like, thrown out the house and kind of, like,
I agree.
Away from her kids. Like, I don't know if I want to agree with that. I most likely don't agree with that. Not if, unless he can prove that she's a complete unfit mom, you know.
Right.
I mean,
and that's exactly what I, that's where I was with it. I agree on, I honestly did not want him to pay, what is it, alimony for her,
mm-hmm.
because I just felt like he's done enough, in my opinion. But mm-hmm. as far as him kicking her out, I didn't agree with that. But then again, rumor has it that Tamika Foster, I believe is her name, Usher's last ex, he kicked her out too, allegedly, because everybody said, oh, he's kicking her out like Usher did Tamika. And I was like, whoa. So,
wow. I couldn't even
but
know that.
You know what? Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a trend going on, though, guys. You guys have to think of the trend. Almost mm-hmm. every single successful man in a certain mm-hmm. region down south, namely, have full custody of their children. And I don't see their mothers as being unfit, but I'm not the court. But the women are out. And the men have these, I mean, Usher, it happened. The lady lost custody of her kids, Nelly. Mm-hmm. And, what is the other Gabrielle
Union? It looks
Union
like Chris Brown. It looks
Wayne
like Chris
Wade.
Brown is about to.
Yeah.
Chris Brown is
Chris
about
Brown.
To get full custody. Uh-huh. I mean, he has joint custody right now, but then on
yeah.
social media, it says that she is about to be homeless. So most likely he's
right.
probably going to end up getting custody too. But now, I don't know if you've seen the latest trend and the latest news that surrounds Chris Brown says he allegedly assaulted a woman or something like that. But no, of course, that's typical, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's
typical
that the media would try to pin something like that on an artist that is popping, you know, especially Chris Brown,
right.
I mean, because he's already vulnerable to that type of stuff.
He
because
is.
I mean, he brought that onto himself. Now let's make that clear.
Yeah, I was gonna say exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you can't really just believe everything just because you read it, you know. So it's
you
like
can't, you can't. Yeah, right. Because as far as what I heard about Chris Brown, I have heard the speculations of him allegedly doing this, but then I was going to say that basically Chris Brown is getting ready for his tour. He of course performs tomorrow night. My daughter was all heartbroken because she didn't have tickets to go see him out here in Anaheim. But I'll tell you, I like Chris Brown's music. I can't say him. I like his music. But anything that happens to him from here on out, I can't really co-sign a whole lot anymore because I just feel like he just opens the door so much to so much drama. And he admits that he has problems and things going on, but just he needs to know he's a target. And I just feel bad for him a lot of times. It's like, don't be a target. Stop it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have to give it to him. It's the sweetest thing to see him with his daughter Royalty. She's the cutest little thing.
She's beautiful.
I mean, he really, really improved.
He
and you can tell how he is enjoying being a father. And there's nothing fake about it. He really loves his baby girl. And, I mean, it makes him a better man, and it helps him grow. And she's good for him. She's really good for
right,
him.
Right, exactly.
Adorable. So adorable.
She is. She's
so I'm proud of him.
Baby.
I'm proud of him. Yeah. I'm proud of him.
We applaud you,
for
Chris.
Really standing up.
Good job.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Standing up for this baby.
You get that applause. Yeah.
And then, okay, we're speaking about cuteness overload. Of course, I love babies, period. I love Little Blue, Ivy Blue, cute. But Kanye West's little baby, I just think she's so gorgeous. Northwest, she is
you
so
know what?
Pretty. It's like, oh,
look, I love Northwest. She slays, okay? I love her. She's the cutest little thing. Oh, my God.
She
and
is.
I have another one,
yeah, I know. I mean, this is like such a cute baby. I can't get over her.
Right.
Every time I see a picture, I'm like, oh, I just want to pinch her. But you know what, partner?
Yes.
I'm so glad that, you know, we're talking about some of the things that are trending. And we have to talk about the nurse, the nurse trending topic. You know, I have to talk. I have to speak on it. I'm not going to go all the way into details because that would be an entire show. And we don't have the time. But Nurses Unite, I stand behind it, of course, not only because I'm a mother of a nurse, but also because I work in the medical field and I work with the most awesome nurses and coming from the patient care, you know, background, I have to speak on it. And, yeah, I'm not even going to give power to the view right now. I'm not. It was shady. Okay, enough said. It was shady. And so
for people who missed it, just tell them exactly what happened, because I'm like you. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me tell you then. Okay. Nurses across the social media are up in collective arms after comments made on The View about Miss America contestants. And I myself had posted that video way before that stuff started because I was just so touched by her performance. Okay, this is what happens. Nurses Unite became a trending topic following a discussion on the daytime show about Miss Colorado. Her name is Kelly Johnson, who is a nurse, and she performed a monologue about her job while dressed in scrubs, and she was wearing a stethoscope around her neck, okay? And that was like the big thing. So the host from The View, later, they was discussing this performance. And it was said that there was a girl who wrote her own monologue, and I was like, turn up the volume, this is going to be amazing, and, like, they're making fun of it, right? So he said, so she came out in a nurse's uniform and basically read her emails out loud, shockingly, did not win. And then I swear to God, it was hilarious. That's what Colin said. And then, of course, co-host Joy Behar questioned and said, why does she wear a doctor's stethoscope? And that was kind of like the big thing where, like, all the nurses were like, whoa. One, you know, you make you know. And then questioning her why. I mean, okay, we all know nurses wear stethoscopes. You don't have to be a doctor to wear a stethoscope because the nurses are the doctors.
No, you don't.
Right. And even the doctors are behind them. So now.
Look at me saying we. I'm not a nurse, but go ahead.
But what I love the most is that all types of celebrities are behind him. And Dr. Oz, my favorite doctor in the world, he released a statement.
Yes.
And on Monday, he's going to have a show, Nurses Unite. I posted it on our Facebook Live page. And he said, I've had the pleasure of working with and learning from some of the best nurses in the world. And I can tell you that they are a paramount part of the medical community. And he said, on Monday, I'll be joined by Miss Colorado. She's going to be on the show. And we'll be dedicating our entire show to all the nurses out there and the life-saving work they do. I hope you all join us. And that is going to be Monday, the 21st of September. Watch Dr. Oz, Nurses Unite. Wear your stethoscope. Wear your stethoscope.
Thank
I love you.
Wear your stethoscopes. Tune in. Support all nurses. Not only is your daughter a nurse, my mother who passed away was a nurse. She was LVN at the VA hospital. So I just want to
say, mama
what? We love my mommy. Yes, she was for 20
I
plus
didn't
years.
Know that.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes, she was a nurse. Yeah, so I support nurses. I know what they do, so I support nurses in every way. And anybody who doesn't is ignorant, because that's the backbone of the hospital.
Exactly. What are you going to do when you're going to go into cardiac arrest? You're going to question. Look, I was a heart monitor tech, okay? I'm a certified heart monitor tech. And I used to wear a stethoscope when I would go and check vital signs.
That's
because
right.
I would listen, even when I worked in the nursery at times as a patient care tech, I would wear a stethoscope because I would check the baby's heart rate with the stethoscope.
I mean, anybody who does not show respect for nurses, just obviously, I'm sorry, they're missing something serious. Because
you obviously
you've never been sick.
Right.
Like, you're going to see a nurse before you see anybody. And then, you know, a lot of times you have nurse practitioners who see you. So, come on now. Like,
look, there's two people in the world that I will not piss off. One is a nurse two is a cook. You don't piss off these
people.
Now,
you know,
okay?
I think Bernie Mac said it best. You don't mess with your stomach and you don't mess with your butt, okay?
That's right.
Ever. Anybody that takes care of that, leave it alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's just things you just don't mess with. And so I will give it back to you. I know you probably have some more dish.
Yes, I did. You know, I had so much stuff that I wanted to talk about with this show, but I'm really glad that we gave a moment to those nurses because they, you know, that made me real mad. But Can we talk about the Dancing with the Stars season 21 lineup? Okay, I'm just going to say the names. Partner, I did want to surprise you with this. You just give me a one word, what do you think about the person? If you know them, okay? You should know pretty much everybody. Maybe a couple people you don't. But, okay, first person, Tamar Braxton. First thought.
The first thought, loud.
Yeah.
Loud mouth.
Yes. Loud mouth. Okay. Paula Deen.
Cool.
Paula Deen.
No opinion right now.
That's bad.
I'm not even sure who Paula Deen is.
Okay.
No, okay. Let
me do
my research.
Okay.
The
okay.
Chef?
But I don't. Famous chef. She cooks all the Southern food on Food Network. She just
you
got
can really
into
tell
awesome.
You can really right. tell I'm from Germany. Oh my
well,
god.
She got, okay. Well, she got into some serious hot water for saying the N word. But yeah, just go ahead and research it. Let me know what you think about her next week, okay?
And
all
and
right.
I know now. No, I know who she is now. I just had to look for a second
okay.
because I was like, ooh. Okay, controversy.
Right,
because that's when I learned about her. My German self didn't know her, and I don't watch these chef shows. My daughter does. But anyway, so first time I even seen her face coming across my timeline when that controversy was up. So controversy would be the first word, the first thought that would come to me.
Yes, Miss Paula heard me. Oh boy. The Bendy girl who is the crocodile hunter's wife. He late wife because of course crocodile hunter was killed. So she's gonna be on there. And I mean we love crocodile hunter. You know what I mean? So her no problem. Kim Zolciak, she was from Housewives of Atlanta. You won't know her too much, partner, but guys, if you know her, I want you guys to tell me what are your first thoughts about all the cast, okay? And then Chaka Khan is going to join season 21, Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, Chaka Khan, man. All I can say is childhood memories.
Right.
For one, my mom was a huge Chaka Khan fan. Her music was playing up and down. Wow, I was growing up, love her. She's still so hot, and I follow her, and I seen her with her little purple dress, and she's getting ready. And she's so beautiful to me. She's the epitome of beauty, and boy, she's an icon. I mean, oh, gosh, I could do a whole show about a Chaka Khan and then play her songs in between. Love
right, exactly. Because when I heard Chaka Khan, I was like, icon. That's the word that came. And I saw the big hair, the purple, and the whole shebang. And then the last person is Nick Carter. And honestly, I know Nick Carter from way,
Backstreet
back in the day. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, Backstreet Boy, so cool. But, yeah, so personally, a lot of people I was just really happy to see. That they are getting some new money, like Nick Carter and like Chaka Khan. You know what I mean? Some people I'm just happy they're getting new money. Tamar, I'm not so okay. I don't have any issues with Tamar. It's just I'm over her. But I don't watch Dancing with the Stars anyway, so it won't affect me in any kind of way. Like, I don't watch The Real. Shade. I'm sorry. That's shady. But I don't watch The Real. I'm over Tamar, so... So that's basically what happened this week, guys. And, I'm all done, partner. You go.
Nice. And Nick Carter, another thing, of course, I was still living in Germany. My kids were small. And Backstreet Boys, I was like a fan of the Backstreet Boys. I loved Howard and I loved Brian. And then I was a big NSYNC fan. Yeah, I was.
Yay.
Even though I was already like in my mid-20s when they came out. I loved them and I loved their music. But Nick Carter, he never was appealing. He was like a kid, right?
Right.
I mean, they was all young, but Nick was just no facial hair. I don't know. He was like, but
he was
all the kids. Yeah, all the kids loved him. Like, they was like, Nick Carter, like, he was everything. And then it was Aaron Carter, his brother. He had a hot minute.
Yes.
Like, a hot minute.
Yes.
During that
time. I don't know the name of the lead singer of Backstreet Boys, but I just thought he was just gorgeous. I guess he would be the lead.
AJ?
AJ? No, AJ was the one. He kind of suffered with the drug stuff or the alcohol stuff.
But
I don't
remember. The one with the
what it was.
Yeah, he was the one with the voice. I loved his voice. He had that raspy voice.
Yeah.
And
no, no. This guy, he sung most of the lead songs. He was to me, he was just so
Brian.
Cute. And I was like, oh, my God. He's, yeah. Okay. That's the one.
Yeah,
I
Brian.
Love. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
But before we end the show, amazing. Yo, I have to share what I also shared on our like page today, and it is from Dr. Oz, and it's about the eggs. Did you see that? I had posted that today.
Oh, you know what? I did not get a chance to review it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a picture. Of course, I can only paint you the picture with my words, but I got it. It's on our like page on Artist Connection, and it tells you exactly how you can tell if your egg, the eggs that you purchase at your grocery store, is fresh or need to be trashed, okay? This is what you do. You place the egg in a bowl of water,
Mm-hmm.
If it sinks to the bottom, it is fresh as can be. If it stands up, it's still good. But if it floats to the top, it's no longer fresh, and you need to trash it, okay? So,
wow.
Yes, so if it sinks, it's fresh as can be. If it stands up, it's still good. But if it floats to the top, throw it away. And Dr. Oz had shared that, and I had shared that with you guys. It's important because me, I like my eggs sunny side up, half raw, actually. So it's really important that I have fresh eggs. I try to get it from the farm, and I used to have connections. I kind of lost that kind of connection, so I have to go back to the grocery store. And it's important, and I love that. And I will try that the next time I get my eggs because, like I said, I eat them half raw sometimes. And so it's very important that the eggs are good, you know?
Yeah, you definitely eating them. Mm-hmm, you're going to need them nice and fresh. And that's a really good tip, you guys, and I'll definitely share it on my page because nobody needs to be eating no bad eggs right now. So it's
no,
stuff.
No. You can die from bad salmonella.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute.
Going to
need
those
eggs
to
be fresh.
Another story I wanted to share about our First Lady, Michelle Obama, because she's going to appear as a guest judge on the Project Runway Junior, and I think that's great. She's going to support the
that's
designer.
Awesome. Yay. That's
awesome.
She's the bomb. I love her.
Isn't she? Hey, partner, and that was something that I didn't discuss with you, but I had a lot of requests here lately about doing German lessons. And, of course, we don't have the time for me to do German lessons. So what I'm starting to do on our This and That shows and also on my own show, Small Talk, I'm just going to give a lesson for the night or a lesson for the day. So today's lesson, since we talked about health and we're going to talk about I feel healthy, that's going to be the German lesson for today. And in German, you're going to say Ich fühle mich gesund. I feel healthy. Ich fühle mich gesund.
Ich fühle.
Fühle mich.
Du. Mich.
Mich. Gesund. Just think about
gesund.
Think about Gesundheit.
Gesund. Yeah, that's exactly how I thought about it. That, you know what?
Right.
That's one thing you guys get. Okay, you guys get free German lessons over here at Artist Connection. You know
free
what I'm saying?
German lessons.
Right.
Yeah, very free. Very free. And then, of course, there's like,
culture.
Well, how do you say this? How do you say that?
Right.
Like, okay, give me time. Every time we have a show, I'm going to put a lesson out. And if you, of course, ask me, I will tell you on the show. That's how we go. But we ain't going to do no bad words now because, you know, I have some bad, like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
honey,
you're not
going
to teach us how to curse.
I might
oh
teach you how to curse a little bit. But we still got to keep it PG, you know?
Right. And you know, I was going to leave you guys with some, well, after you're done, but I found some really good Eartha Kitt quotes today. Well, just one quote that I wanted to definitely share because it was so awesome. Was quoted as saying, you guys have to see this. I put it on my page. I think we should put it on our Artist Connection page. But she was quoted as saying that falling in love is falling in love with yourself and having someone to share it with. Eartha Kitt. She got so much stuff on this page I was on for saying that because people would say, oh, she's going to be alone because she doesn't compromise. She actually laughed at the word compromising. So
yeah.
I'm going to put the little snippet on our page. You guys, I'm telling you, go over there and see this. I mean, I just love her. She's so classy and she's the bomb. So check
now
out Ms.
Eartha Kitt. She is icon for real.
Right. Oh, exactly. Because we just, you know, we throw that out so much. And I mean, when you're mm-hmm. talking Eartha, just how she did this interview, she was just too much. I love her. So definitely go to our page and show us some love, guys.
That's right. Show us love, you know. Tasha, you know, you got to show her love because she, me, I don't even really it's like I'm like Einstein. No. Hold up. I'm not going to compare myself to Einstein. I'm going to take that back.
You can be Einstein. Like the stone.
No. The Stone family. That's what I was going to say. Like the Stone family.
Oh,
like I don't watch television.
Flintstones.
No. Flintstones.
Let me tell you.
That's a bad comparison.
Flintstones. What it is. No. What it is, I'm going to tell you, I feel like sometimes I need to turn off the TV and you know, get back to that. Why do we have to be so attached? You know what I mean? Because sometimes it is too much with the internet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if it helps you to unplug, hon. Do not worry or apologize.
Well,
are all good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got away from it a long time ago, actually.
Right.
And I do, of course, I have my social media, so it's not that I'm completely cut off. I mean, I would lie if I say I'm completely cut off. I'm on the internet, which is these days, I mean, it is almost like having television. But the only thing I like about it is on demand, and I can choose where to go, what to look at, and what to do. And that's why I like Netflix, because, you know, it's on demand.
That's right.
If I want to, if I need celebrity news, I have you. If I want to hear about what's going on in the world, I go to CNN.com. I'm just saying. I'd rather not. But at the same time, I do appreciate all you do, your research, and that has to be said. And I always look forward to it. And just because I'm not into it doesn't mean I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. It's so true, yeah, because, I mean, most of the people that I talk about, they're complete strangers to me until they make, you know, a certain amount of, you know, people sharing them, and then I'm like, oh, who was this? You know, I mean, you know, I wish I was up more on, like, urban music, or not even urban music, just new music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's something I really want to work towards, because definitely with what we do with Artist Connection, you know, I mean, hey, I guess we can have Betty Wop talk about trap queens and stuff. I don't know. But sometimes I listen to the radio and I'm just like, I'm so old. I'm old. Because I'm
exactly.
just like, why should you be his trap queen? What is going on? So, yeah. But, hey.
That's why we
but
do what
I
we
also.
Do. Let's let our listener know that we are really in the process of doing the topic shows that we really, really stressed when we first started airing.
Yes.
And topic show means that we're going to involve you, the listener. You're going to call us, and you're going to share with us your opinion, and we're going to have a topic. And then me and Tosh, that's what we're going to talk about for this hour. That's all we're going to talk about. And we just want opinions. Like the first topic. And I don't know if you remember, partner, but the very first topic back then when we first started our Artist Connection, we wanted to talk about the diversity and the whole dark skin, light skin, or dark skin versus light skin. And we really wanted to have a show about that and get your opinion. And I remember, we're still going to do that. We're still going to do that. And then, of course, relationship topics, law of attraction.
Yes.
Those are still topics that we will air, and I hope the Grown Folks Lounge going to get it together so we can get it on, because you know we have the most fun in there, and it's an adult, wonderful. It's family basically, but we tried to bring it on air for many years actually since we started, and we're very close to doing that. Also, my daughter is still going to be a guest in the future. And we're going to talk about her being a weight loss coach, right? I have a very dear friend of mine, Wanda Strahan. She is going to be on the show still. I mean, it's still all going to happen. My cousin.
Right. And you know.
The Tonya
really
Sinclair.
You know,
I mean.
Yes. You know I'm waiting for Wanda, okay, because I've been following her, and she slays some home decor. I mean, the things that she makes. Let me tell you, I'm way in California, and I'm like, okay, do I have to come to you to get some good stuff in my house?
She's very talented.
And, of course, and I'm just so proud of what, your daughter is doing as far as her weight lost and just, I mean, staying inspired. I'm like, oh, my God. So, yay.
Yeah. She's a very young, inspirational woman, and I just really want her to be on the show and talk about some of the things because she's truly an inspiration to me, even.
She
inspires me
with
her whole ethic of and you know she's so passionate about what she does patient care field,
her coaching.
I mean, it's amazing. So anyway, we're at the end of the show, and I hope you enjoyed us. And like always, leave us your comments, tell us what you think, and remember, even though it's 9/17, tell us where you was on 9/11. We'd like to hear from you as always. And just, you know, follow our show, spread the word, follow our show and get emails and stay updated with our shows. We air every Thursday on This and That, but we're soon going to have open mic again. Isn't that right, partner?
Yes, can't wait
shows.
For open mic.
Mic, that's right. And partner, right. I'm going to leave the mic to you as always, last few words, and I'm out of here.
All right. Well, of course, it's always been a pleasure. I always want to thank my amazing partner and co-host. I know she is very tired after a very long day, so I'm going to let her get some rest. You guys, be blessed. We will definitely see you guys next week. And take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.